Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Continuing our sequence on adoption and international adoption, you just heard from my son Zach back in Beijing. I'd like to bring in a good friend who has had very positive experiences and some horrific ones with international adoption, and that is author, Capital City Stealth football player, and he's done just about everything imaginable, teacher, and that is Ted Kluck. Hello, Ted. How are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm great. Great to be here.
Well, you've had a little bit different experience with adoption and looking at going the opposite direction instead of Asia. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we went to Eastern Europe. We've got two boys, ages 8 and 4, and they're both adopted from Ukraine. They were both adopted in separate adoptions. One was from Kiev, and one was from a city in Ukraine called Simferopol.
All right. Now, you have the two boys. Everything is fantastic. Great family. Everything seems to be in order, and you decide that it's time to expand, right?
Yeah, you know, we did, and the whole story is told in a book called Hello, I Love You, Adventures in Adoptive Fatherhood. And, you know, the two boys, like I said, came from Ukraine. We decided years ago, we had spent a year on the mission field in Lithuania, and we'd seen all the orphanages there, all the orphans, all the kids without families, and had sort of decided to adopt from Eastern Europe way back then when we decided to start our family. So, yeah, about 6 years ago, we traveled to Ukraine and brought back Tristan, and we've had little Maxim for about a year.
Hello, I Love You, Adventures in Adoptive Fatherhood, not your first book, but I take it one that's particularly near and dear to your heart.
Oh, most definitely. You know, this one was the most personal. I've been told that I cry a lot in the book, which it didn't really occur to me until I turned the manuscript in and it was too late, but that's not really the image that I want to project, but I guess it's raw. I guess I bleed on the page, and it's the story of the wild ride that it was getting these boys back. And I don't think there's anything like Eastern European adoption to kind of break you down and humble you as a person. But like you said, now that we have the boys back, it's wonderful, and you know, just wanted to remember every step along the way. I think that was the motivation for writing the book.
Ted, how is Eastern European adoption different from South American adoption or Asian adoption?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit crazier because I feel like laws are always changing over there. You know, with Asian adoptions, with people that have adopted from China, for example, I feel like they've got that kind of down to a science. You know, you mm-hmm. go over oftentimes with a large group of other Americans and everybody's kind of going through the process together, and it's very well-defined in terms of where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. But Eastern Europe is very fluid. I mean, it changes every year. It can change from week to week even. The first time when we traveled to get Tristan, we ended up having to make 3 trips to Ukraine, 3 separate trips. So, you know, you can imagine you put your life on hold and your work on hold, and, you know, you pay all this money and kind of everything grinds to a halt while you go through this process. And you know, you go, you meet the child, and you have to come back, not really knowing if the child is going to be there when you return. So it's a pretty wild thing financially and emotionally. And our last adoption with Maxim was easier. We just we flew to Ukraine, and we were told to, you know, be prepared to stay there anywhere from 6 weeks to a month, and we were able to leave with Maxim after 6 weeks.
It is a much more complicated procedure than Asian adoption in many ways. In fact, when we got Zach, we knew that we were getting him, and then there was a delay, and he became ill, and then when we finally got him, we didn't even go to Korea to get him at that point. We were just told to report to O'Hare Airport, and I remember while we were waiting, they said, okay, we're going to take one person per family on a bus going out to the international terminal, and my wife said to me, well, you're going. I said, I'm going. And sure enough, I'm the only guy on this bus with all these mothers, and one of them looks at me and says, oh, that's really too bad that you have that beard. And I said, what do you mean, so too bad I have that beard? I mean, at that point, she could have told me I had 3 years. I would have believed her. And she said, oh, yeah, Asian babies, they're not used to facial hair. They just scream. So
oh,
if
no.
someone had handed me a razor, I think I would have shaved my head at that point. And finally, we got there and ran up on the plane, and You know, from that standpoint, it was so quick. But when you talk about being in the country for 6 weeks, up to 6 weeks, but when you have everyone together and two adopted children in the family, you have a bond that I think might even exceed natural childbirth.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing bond, you know, and it's a pretty amazing process in that the husband and wife get to go through all the labor pains, if you will, together. You know, we both went through being in a super foreign culture, being in a culture where, you know, our educations were no good, our charm was no good, we weren't funny, we weren't accomplished in anything, and, you know, we were really at the mercy of this whole thing together. And, you know, there's nothing like that to bring a couple together. And then, you know, this last time when we went, we brought Tristan with us, and I really do think it bonded our family. I think you're absolutely right. You know, I think we've got stories and experiences that we've shared together over there that that far surpass anything that we could have gone through otherwise, and, you know, the result is a tighter, stronger bond.
The book is Hello, I Love You, Adventures in Adoptive Fatherhood. The best way to get it, Ted, is?
Amazon.com is probably the easiest way, or you can visit www.tedkluck.com. That's my website, and buy through there as well.
Ted Kluck, KLUCK.com. Let me tell you, there are no better writers in this area than Ted Kluck. Ted, we're going to have you back on at some point as a guest host on this show.
Hey, would love it, man. Anytime.
All right. We'll be back with much, much more, and I hope you enjoyed a couple of segments that we have done on adoption here. We're going to continue talking about things like this that might be very, very informative and valuable to some people. Might be something that you look forward to as well. We're going to talk with Matthew Casalotto coming up, and he's going to tell us why we are underrepresented in Congress, not overrepresented, and the number of people per representative makes it very difficult. We'll be right back on Ebling and You.